Adapt to change as usual. Change is everywhere. The economy, the pandemic, weather, society, and workplaces are all in flux. The future doesn't seem as predictable as it once was, but let's be real, it never really was. Some changes, like getting a new job or starting a new relationship, can be exciting. But most of us prefer things to stay the same. Feeling anxious and off balance is common these days. It's not just the fear of what might happen with all this uncertainty. It's also how fast things change now. Change is happening all the time, and we've got to get used to it. 1. Adopting the theory of flux helps you adjust to a world that's always changing. Instead of fearing change, see it as a chance to do something new. Hold on to your core beliefs, like trusting others and adopting differences. Understand that you can improve and learn as things change. 2. Master the ability to adopt uncertainty rather than constantly trying to control the future. Focus not only on securing a job, but also on building a diverse range of skills and achievements that offer flexibility in a changing job market. 3. Crafting a personal script using 8 superpowers that boost your ability to handle change and uncertainty. Run slower, same to same. Using your first superpower means slowing down and realizing that quick responses don't always lead to the best outcomes. The world keeps changing, so taking a moment to pause, be present, and make thoughtful decisions is key. Society often promotes FOMO, the fear of missing out. In today's nonstop world, it's easy to feel like you're missing out on a lot. But trying to keep up with everything only adds stress and anxiety. It can also lead you to pursue goals that aren't truly your own. When you pause, you give yourself the chance to focus on what matters to you. Slowing down allows you to create more value over time and increases your chances of success. Instead of getting sidetracked, focus hard on what matters. Change the game to live in the moment and pay attention to what's happening now. 1. Exercise patience. Prepare yourself by abstaining from filling the time with meaningless activities, like scrolling through social media or playing online games while waiting for an appointment. 2. Not to-do list instead of a to-do list. This will show you where you should spend your time wisely. 3. Encourage silent observation. Find a place near a forest or lake and let yourself get lost in the beauty of nature. 2. Develop the ability to see the invisible. Your upbringing and society shape how you see the world, focusing on specific goals and values. But when things change, throwing off your usual perspective, it's like losing your balance. The narrower your view, the more thrown off you feel. Using your second superpower, widen your perspective to see beyond what's right in front of you. Product marketing convinces us to focus on what's visible, making us believe our needs and wants are paramount. But this obsession with consumption blinds us to its cost, both financially and environmentally. Seeing beyond this narrow focus opens doors to adaptability and creativity. Adopting a broader perspective allows us to spot opportunities others miss. With more options in sight, we can navigate uncertainty with confidence. Shifting our mindset from judgment to curiosity is key. By exploring each opportunity with an open mind, we empower ourselves to thrive amidst change. 3. Get lost. In today's fast-changing world, many folks feel adrift as they try to navigate through all the uncertainty. In the past, being lost meant failing, and business leaders often pushed their employees to stick to a set path, seeing any deviation as a threat to how efficiently things get done. But when workers do go off the beaten path, it sparks more creativity and innovation. They spot new chances for fresh ideas and diverse thinking, which ends up benefiting the whole organization. Your third superpower, getting comfortable with getting lost. It's about stepping out of your comfort zone and considering different viewpoints so you can find new paths. When change shakes things up, it's your chance to gain perspective. Instead of feeling lost, you'll see opportunities and find it easier to switch directions. Many people fear getting lost, but you can level up this superpower by 1. Think about how you feel when things change and try reacting differently. 2. Take a trip with no specific plan and see what happens. 3. Turn off your GPS to focus on what's around you without using technology. 4. Wear a blindfold to sharpen your senses and be more aware. 5. Realize that getting lost helps you learn to deal with uncertainty. 4. Start with trust. Examples of eroded trust are everywhere. Companies make people sign non-disclosure agreements. Parents constantly warn about stranger danger, and employers demand weekly timesheets. This lack of trust creates fear instead of hope, shuts down curiosity, ruins relationships, and makes it hard for folks to deal with change. But there's a better way. Instead of assuming the worst, let's give trust a chance. Let's start from a place of believing in each other's good intentions. Starting with trust is crucial because it carries a responsibility. When we trust, we assume others share that responsibility too. Think about how we trust online encyclopedias like Wikipedia, microfinance programs helping communities in need, open source software, and car and ride sharing platforms. These are all examples of trust in action today. 1. Share info and trust others in the workplace. It's about creating a vibe where people are open and work together. In your personal life, it's about trusting that folks mean well in your relationships. 2. Incorporate vulnerability and mindset in both your personal and work life. This makes your relationship stronger and helps you handle change better. Losing trust in yourself and others makes dealing with constant change even harder. It can mess you up, so change how you see others, starting with trust. 5. Know your enough threshold. In a world where more is better is the motto, we're taught to always want more power, money, choices, and success. But this mindset overlooks two important truths. Having more often means others have less, and having more doesn't necessarily make us happier or more fulfilled. Plus, it blinds us to the important things in life like clean air, caring for others, and time for ourselves. So, let's redefine enough in our personal lives and as leaders. When you tweak your life's plan, remember that piling on more stuff doesn't necessarily make you happier. Actually, in a world that's always changing, knowing when you've got enough helps you see what's truly important, makes you feel more satisfied, and helps you stay flexible. Instead of always adding more, think about cutting back to find your sweet spot. What's enough for you? 1. Cancel magazine subscriptions or phone apps. 2. End a toxic relationship. 3. Sell unused items. 4. Take a day off from meetings. 5. Quit clubs or hobbies that don't excite you anymore. People need real connections, support, and kindness. Competitive attitudes often get in the way of what truly matters. Instead, focus on what makes you rich. Not just holding on to things, but sharing them. Having enough can make you feel complete. 6. Create your portfolio career. Imagine building a career like a patchwork quilt, blending different passions and skills instead of sticking to one job title. Instead of following a single path, you're free to explore various interests, maybe even at the same time. Think about someone who spent years in marketing before opening a yoga studio, or a lawyer who swaps the courtroom for making documentaries. It's like having multiple careers in one. And the pandemic showed us how quickly businesses can adapt to new ways of working, like remote setups. This idea of a portfolio career is all about finding what motivates you and combining different passions to create your own unique journey. Crafting a diverse career is about recognizing what you're good at and what you love doing. Blend these to carve out your own path and address the needs of the job market. Don't limit yourself to traditional job settings or industries. Instead, embrace opportunities both within and outside the norm. Your career should mirror your passions and principles. 7. Be all the more human and serve other humans. Technology has its perks, but it can also mess with your relationships. You might feel left out, see people getting bullied online, or use tech to escape real life. Let's use our superpower to flip the script. We'll make tech bring us closer instead of pushing us apart. We'll team up with others, realizing how important human connections are. And when things get shaky or change is in the air, it's okay to feel unsure. We're all in this together. In today's world, the balance between yin and yang has shifted. Yang, representing control and dominance, has taken the spotlight, overshadowing its counterpart, yin, which stands for service and nurturing relationships. For a society to thrive, it needs a blend of these energies working together. Simply bulldozing through change won't cut it. What we need is a mix of both yin and yang to handle uncertainty and change. This balance promotes 1. Boosting human connections and recognizing our shared humanity. 2. Leaders who work together with their teams and support their efforts. 3. Companies that value diversity and make sure everyone feels included. 8. Let go of the future's control. From early on, we're taught that if we plan, work hard, and make the right moves, things should turn out as expected. But reality doesn't always play by our rules. We can control our actions, but we can't control what happens around us. By mastering your 8th and final flux superpower, you learn to release your grip on the future and focus on living for today. Recognize you can't control the future. Focus on what you can control, how you react to sudden changes and uncertainties. Change your view. Instead of dreading change and expecting the worst, welcome it and think of the best outcomes. Start each day looking forward to good things and concentrating on the present. Key points. 1. Welcome change as a chance for personal growth. 2. Take your time to make wise decisions in a fast-paced world. 3. Broaden your view to spot new opportunities. 4. Dive into uncertainty to discover new paths. 5. Begin with trust to build stronger connections and adapt to change. 6. Define enough to find satisfaction and flexibility. 7. Create a varied career that blends passions and skills.